So the main thing that drives us is a shared value that our marriage will be a blessing to others around us. Volunteering together definitely drew us closer because of the common passion for nurturing young people. It gave us many common topics to talk about.
Hello and welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm Alicia and I'm your host for this episode. If you're new to us, do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you'll discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. Now, in each episode of the Connect to podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication and conflict, and so much more. So we hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. Bonding with your spouse over a shared vision and cause is a powerful way to strengthen your marriage for the long haul. There's something truly special about working side by side on a common mission. It not only brings fulfillment, but also deepens your connection with your spouse. So today I'm delighted to introduce our guest couple, Zipping and Sulin. They are here to share with us their experiences and insights on this topic today. Welcome to the Connect2 podcast, Zipping and Sulin.
Hi everyone, I'm Zipping.
And I am Sulin.
And our friends know us by Buns. We are the Buns.
And we have two lovely bunlets, two girls, one in secondary 3 and the other in primary 6.
We have been married for about 16 years and I work in a church with teenagers and young adults for about 20 years now.
I'm a stay-home mom and I have been actively volunteering with young people for more than 20 years. And in the past 16 years of our marriage, our hobbies and things we love to do have evolved over time. They range from watching K-drama to building Lego to hunting for the best kway chap in the East. The most recent addition will be going for runs or cycling on Zipping's off days.
Yeah, the two things that we still enjoy since our courting days is firstly to sit in a cafe to enjoy a cup of coffee and cake while talking about anything under the sun. Secondly, is to sing together.
Yes, we love to sing together.
Wow, I noted that you've been actively volunteering together for more than 20 years.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Actually longer than the time you've been together as a couple. Can you share with us how did it all begin and how did the both of you first discover your common passion for volunteering and then later went on to do it continuously now as a married couple?
Okay, well, both of us grew up in the youth group and we just enjoy volunteering and doing things together with the rest of our friends. Volunteering and being part of the community was very much part of our individual lives. That is where me and Sulin meet.
Yes, and love blossomed, of course. Well, before I got married, I was a youth worker in church and I was actively volunteering in the girls' brigade in a secondary school. Zipping was also involved in the youth ministry as well as a volunteer in the boys' brigade of the same school. So after getting married, it was just natural for us to continue volunteering in these areas.
So the main thing that drives us is a shared value that our marriage will be a blessing to others around us. Volunteering together definitely drew us closer because of the common passion for nurturing young people. It gave us many common topics to talk about. We also spend time to plan and execute the program for the young people. When situation becomes challenging, we have encouragement and support from one another. We could also celebrate the victories and joys that we experienced together.
And you know what? All these gave us greater understanding of each other. For example, our strengths, our weaknesses, our passions and our dreams. It also gave us opportunities to see each other at work. And personally for me, I developed that great sense of respect for Zipping, seeing him lead and seeing him give to the young people. And I believe it also developed a greater love for each other.
It seems like your volunteering journey together has been very impactful for your marriage. Could you share with us maybe a memorable moment where you had to overcome challenges? Zipping, you alluded to that, while working and volunteering together and how it affected your connection with each other?
Yes, definitely. When our first child came, it was especially challenging. We were both heavily involved in volunteering. And at the time, we didn't have much help as Sulin's mom was still working. And my own mother had passed away earlier on. It was too expensive to hire a domestic help too. We often wonder if Sulin should stop her involvement.
However, after much consideration and speaking to different ones, we were convinced that having young children should not deter us from doing what we are passionate about. So with that conviction and our faith, we pressed on. We decided to bring our two children along for the Boys and Girls Brigade parades. I always remember my firstborn being in the carrier as I taught different sessions in Girls Brigade. And as they grew older, our daughters will occupy themselves by playing in the school courtyard while Ziping and I were running activities. The young adults who volunteered with us would also take turns to watch over them and help to ensure their safety. We're very thankful for our church friends because when they knew about our need for childcare help, they offered to babysit our children whenever we needed it.
Through this, we experienced the love and support of our faith community as well as our families as we pursue our passion. Those times were definitely stressful. Every new year, we will lie awake, worry about who is going to take care of our children while we volunteer. Each time, we will encourage one another and find comfort in our faith. We will also do our best to arrange our schedules so that one of us will stay home to take care of the kids while the other volunteers. We learned a lot about being patient with each other and making sacrifices so that we can pursue our passion to nurture the young lives.
It's really encouraging for me to hear of the strong conviction that the both of you hold and how that has really led to opportunities for transmission of values to the next generation. Besides your shared vision, what are some ways that you both like to relax as a couple besides really being busy and actively volunteering? And what kind of shared hobbies you think helps to keep your marriage fresh and lively? I know both of you to be quite energetic and an active couple. So yeah, share with us and our listeners.
Well, our weekly morning runs and coffee shop breakfast dates and our nightly talks after the girls go to bed help us to relax and remain connected.
Alicia, actually, we are not as active as you make us out to be, you know. We have grown older and I think because of our life stage, we enjoy just being quiet and being with each other. So more recently, with our girls being older and more independent, we will head out for 1 or 2 hours just to grab a nice cup of coffee and cake. And our two daughters, who also love to sing, will sometimes sing together with us and play board games together with us as a family, you know. And all these are times you get to relax and enjoy each other's company. So from the examples that we have given, really lah, not so active as you make us out to be.
Yeah, we only run once a week.
I was going to ask how many? Just once, times a week for your morning runs. I love that the both of you exemplify how you're being intentional to find couple moments in the everyday and also reflect the shift in seasons and how couple time looks like as y'all make time to relax and to relate with each other. And we can really sense and hear from your experiences that a strong marriage is really built by having a shared mission together. It's about chasing and pursuing something that's much bigger than ourselves. It's about being other-centered. And when couples serve a shared purpose and volunteer together, the bond deepens through both the challenges and joys as both of you have described.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding things in life. Yet, navigating marriage as newlyweds or an engaged couple can sometimes get overwhelming. Whether it's managing expectations of the in-laws, getting a good grasp of your family finances, or establishing good habits of communication and healthy conflict. Focus on the Family Singapore's Marriage Preparation Program aims to help you build a solid foundation in the early years and prepare you for the adventure of your life. Visit family.org.sg/C2Marriage Prep for more information today.
Now, in more than 2 decades of volunteering together, I'm sure there are many memorable, unforgettable, or even humorous moments that have come during your time spent together. Could you recall maybe a few stories to share with us?
Yes. In fact, we have celebrated so many birthdays and anniversary. And one of the birthday that we celebrated that's very memorable is during Sulin's birthday. That day, Sulin was crowned the Coconut Island Princess.
Okay, let me elaborate. So on that day, one of the boys, brigade boys who grew up with us, came and actually bought me 12 coconuts because he knew I really love to drink coconut juice. And I was very, very touched because I was remembered. And this boy holds a very special place like, in both Ziping and our hearts. And to share another experience, as I talked about it earlier on, my eldest one was the first to experience me leaving the house whenever I had to go for a girls' brigade. And at that time, I will usually place her in one of my close friend's house to have my close friend babysit her during the time that I was away. And I always remember her crying so loudly, you know. My friend lives on the 10th floor, and when I go down to the first floor and exit the lift, I can still hear her cries. And that really broke my heart. And so each time going for Girls Brigade was always a struggle. And I remember one night I sat down and really thought long and hard, how do I explain to a three-year-old girl what it means to volunteer, what it means to pursue somebody's passion. And before I left for Girls Brigade that day, I actually sat her down and looked her in the eye and shared with her, you know, my dear, I'm going to leave the house. You are going to auntie's house soon. And I know that it's always very difficult for you. And I shared with her that, but before I had you, Mama used to go for Girls Brigade, and I really love to be with the Jajas over there. And whenever I go, I really feel like there's a lot of meaning and a lot of purpose in going, and it makes me very happy. Actually, I don't really know whether she understood anything, and I decided to just walk out of the house by faith, bringing her along. And when she reached my friend's house, something very amazing happened that day. She just walked in, closed the door behind her, and very, very cheerfully said, "Okay, Mama, you can go now." And wow, I really wanted to cry at that moment, you know, because I felt like, wow, that is something that I've been struggling with so long. And somehow a young child like her could understand what was in me, that passion and that desire, and she gave me her blessing. So I really am very thankful for that.
Thank you for sharing that very moving story, Sulin. Now, in each podcast, we address a frequently asked question that couples have about marriage. So today's question for the both of you comes from a wife, and she says this: "My husband and I had great chemistry when we were dating, which brought us together quickly. We married for love, companionship, and mutual support. Now, I'm wondering if there's more to marriage than just enjoying each other's company. What are some first steps we can take if we want to explore a shared mission for our marriage?"
Well, we can only share from our own experience. What we would encourage couples to do is to sit down and to discuss the values that they view together that is important to them. In that way, their marriage can look beyond themselves and to bless others. Like the saying goes, it is better to give than to receive. This is important as values and convictions are what will hold the marriage together and sustain the common mission that couple wants to pursue.
Let me give an example. Like for us, we were clear from the beginning that we hope our marriage will not just be to fulfill each other's needs, but to look beyond ourselves to bless others. I believe that guided us a lot in the decisions we made about what we wanted to pursue and also sustained us when we faced the challenges that were described earlier.
The next steps, I think, is to identify an area both are interested in and find ways to engage in that area together. As the couple does that, remember, consistent effort is important. Give it a period of time to assess if it is suitable and if it is something both find meaning and purpose in. A good timeline will be 6 months to a year.
Let me give an example again. Both of us, we will periodically evaluate based on our life stage and family needs, how we can value add to individuals and groups that we are meeting. Like now, in this stage of our marriage, we are involved in marriage mentoring and preparing young couples for marriage. In doing so, we have in turn been greatly blessed as we revisit principles on what builds a strong marriage.
It's really inspiring for us to hear that and how, because of the intentionality, your conviction and wanting to make your marriage more than just yourselves and being other-centered and really desiring to value add into other people's life, especially in the next generation, how in turn both of you have received so much more. Mm-hmm. And it goes to say that marriage isn't really just about enjoying each other's company. It's about building something more meaningful together, something that goes beyond ourselves, maybe even a legacy that I believe both of you are clearly leaving behind. Finding a shared mission gives our relationship a deeper purpose and turning us into a team with lasting impact. Thank you so much also to the both of you for coming here to our podcast and sharing so authentically and for providing so many insights into what it means to discover a shared mission for your marriage. Before we let you go, any last or parting words you have for our listeners?
Well, I would just like to say this. Remember how we said earlier that it is more blessed to give than to receive? And having been on this journey to bless others, we have grown to realize how much we have in turn been blessed through the relationships we have built with others.
Yeah, and many of the young people we journeyed with are now young adults, and some of them are the mentors of our two girls, and nurturing and developing them in love. So in giving, we have been blessed much more.
In each podcast, we end off with a couple challenge for couples to do and share with each other. So if you are listening to this with your spouse, here's your challenge for the week. Set aside 15 minutes this week for a dream and discover date. Grab a notebook or voice record your conversation as you share with each other. What causes, issues, or activities naturally excite each of you? If we could make a difference together in one small way, how would that look like? We really hope you found today's episode helpful and encouraging. As always, do share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in, and don't forget, marriage isn't just about enjoying each other's company. It can be about building something meaningful together.